page 97. Listening extra. A passion for fashion. C. Listen again. Circle the correct option to complete the sentences.
Hello, and welcome to A Passion for Fashion. My guest today is one of the fashion world's highly respected young fashion designers, Maxine Rothman. Welcome, Maxine.
Hi, thank you. Nice to be here.
Okay, so Maxine, when did you first know that you wanted to be a designer?
Well, even as a kid, I was fascinated by colors and clothes. In fact, I was more interested in clothes and drawing pictures of them than any toys I had. And I was only interested in real clothes. You know, dressing up dolls and all was never my thing.
Right. Now, do you think you were born with a talent for design, or did you learn it?
Actually, probably both. But you know, from a young age, I found I was capable of creating designs that were technically pretty good. That's partly because my mother was a fashion designer, and I learned a lot by watching her work. She did a lot of her work at home. She designed formal clothes for women, like suits and workwear, that kind of thing.
So she was a big influence on you?
Oh, no doubt about it.
Because you also only design clothes for women, right?
Yes, that's right. But I design more casual clothes, clothes with a relaxed feel, light colors.
And how did you get started in your career as a professional designer? Did your mother get you into it? Did you start out working for your mother?
No, actually I didn't, and she never forced me into it, but she was always very encouraging. She helped me find my first job in a top fashion house in Paris, where I worked with an incredibly gifted designer. I really benefited from his knowledge. He taught me to work under pressure and to be disciplined as well as creative. In the 10 years I worked there, I felt my designs got better and better.
But then you started your own clothing company.
Yes, I wanted a new challenge and to be my own boss, take control of things. And I have to say, it's been remarkably successful.
That's wonderful. It also sounds incredibly stressful.
There's no doubt about that. But it's worth it. Having my own company gives me the opportunity to promote my ethical approach to fashion.
You talk a lot about this ethical approach. Ethical in what way?
Well, I'm trying to shine a light on the problems of the fashion industry. There are so many fashion companies where workers are badly paid. We like to treat our workers fairly and pay them properly, better than the average. And also, the materials that are used are often grown with chemicals that pollute the earth and that kind of thing.
So how do you deal with that?
Well, ethical clothing also means being environmentally responsible and using organic materials, like organic cotton. We want to take chemicals out of the process as much as we can. Also, we make clothes to last more than one season. We don't believe it's right to wear something a few times and then throw it away.
That's something for all of us to think about. Thank you, Maxine Rothman, and thank you for listening to A Passion for Fashion. Goodbye.